Welcome back to the Lansing Lugnuts pregame show. I'm Slavko Bekovic, joined by Lugnuts infielder Kevin Patterson. Patty, first of all, how you feeling?
Feeling good, man.
Now, you just told me before BP you were going to put on a laser show. How did it go for you during batting practice?
Yeah, it went good. It's a little joke. I think Pedroia coined that term. He was at like 170 his rookie year, and then he had an off day, and then he had a, quote, laser show, as he put it. So just you got to have fun with this game, man.
What other adjectives have been used to describe your batting practice sessions?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if I get my arms extended, I hit some bombs, but, blessed with some size and strength, so.
We've seen you this year. You can hit the ball out on a line in about a half a second. Yeah. You can also hit some towering bombs. Which do you prefer as a hitter to see?
Probably the line drive. I mean, the bombs are fun, but, they count the same at the end of the day. So as long as I get out and help the team, that's all that matters. So.
Now, you're from Atlanta, but you played in Birmingham, and you went to Auburn University. How did you end up at Auburn?
Coming out of high school, I visited a couple of SEC schools. I visited Alabama and Vanderbilt and Georgia. I knew I wanted to stay somewhat close to home. And Auburn had a good offer and a great school. Two of my high school teammates committed to go there as well. So those forces combined that's what led me to Auburn. So,
did you ever play football growing up? You're a pretty big boy, about 6'4", what, 220, 225?
Yeah, no, actually I'm about 250. I did not play football. It's an interesting story. When I was a freshman in high school, my high school football coach pretty much forced me to choose between baseball and football. He didn't want me, playing summer travel baseball and all that. He wanted me at passing camps and whatnot. So I guess I kind of had to choose at an early age which one to pursue. So I chose baseball.
You were originally drafted out of high school by the White Sox. Why did you decide not to sign?
I got hurt my senior year. I was off to a hot start my senior year and getting a lot of draft attention or whatever. And I broke my hamate bone in my hand. And I just, they didn't get to see me play a whole lot. And, I wasn't going to just sign for anything. So I decided to honor my commitment to Auburn and go play ball down there. So
you started your Auburn career. You get drafted again now by Tampa after your junior year, right, at Auburn?
Yeah, drafted somewhat late. Actually, didn't play a whole lot my junior year. I was playing behind a All-American Hunter Morris, who's a phenomenal hitter. He's in AAA now with the Brewers. So only had about 120 at-bats, but managed to hit 16 homers. And again, I didn't want to just sign for nothing. The way I looked at it, it was a late-round draft pick. I wasn't going to be a top prospect, so I decided to go back and play my senior year, get my degree, and was fortunate to get another opportunity and still getting to play and pursue a big league career one day, hopefully.
So knowing that you got drafted by Toronto, now this is it. What were your feelings after that?
After I got drafted by Toronto, I was excited. I felt there wasn't any pressure. I knew I was, the older end of the scale, being my first year in pro ball, being 22. But at the end of the day, I feel like I have some big league potential and just enjoy it every day. I already got my degree behind me and just play ball, have fun with it. Very blessed to be able to do what I'm doing and hopefully play a long time.
If you weren't playing baseball, what would you be doing right now?
I really don't know. I had an economics degree. I might do something with financial planning, something like that. But, that changes day to day. So I'm just enjoying the game while I can. So
the SEC, obviously known for its football. How was the baseball?
How was the baseball? Baseball was great. Very competitive. LSU, South Carolina, Vanderbilt, all those schools have first round picks every year. And the baseball in the SEC was very competitive. Over my career, I faced a number of, first rounders and even current big leaguers. Mike Minor from Vanderbilt, he's with the Atlanta Braves now, and a handful of guys. Pedro Alvarez, played against him, obviously. Never played against David Price. Probably thankfully, man. He's nasty, dude. He's unreal. But Josh Rutledge with the Rockies now. So it's pretty cool to see guys you played with and against that are starting to make it, and it gives you a little motivation, push yourself a little harder because, you've played on the same field as them one day or in the past, and hopefully in the future in the big leagues you'll be there as well. So,
Patty, thanks for the time. Best of luck the rest of the year.
Appreciate it.
That's Lugnuts infielder Kevin Patterson. We'll be back with more Lugnuts pregame right here on 92.1 Big Country.